the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It's not nice. It's not nice.
Cuando cantan
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah
Ahora estoy en este sitio Esa canción que se oye a todas horas.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Que te cantan claramente.
I try to find another girl. I try to find my son.
Ya me he cansado de tus manías. Me has convertido en antimusical. Y si tú quieres saber dónde encontrarme, ya me buscarás.
Kia ora and welcome to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. I'm Phil Gray. This is episode 427 of your weekly 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. And this is an episode I've been kicking the idea around for quite some time. Here it is. Great way to get the show underway. A guy called Miguel Rios Campaña, born in Granada, Spain, Spanish singer, composer, actor, one of the pioneers of rock and roll in Spain. His interest in rock and roll led him to participate in a song contest at a radio station. He and his friends won a prize for singing a Paul Anka song. With his mother's permission, he moved to Madrid 1961 at the age of 16, recorded his first four songs, became known as Mike Rios, the King of Twist. But I took a B-side from 1966, recorded in Spain, 7-inch 45. The track is called Anti-Musical, and I thought it was the perfect way to get this episode underway because of the very obvious snippets of tracks in it by the Beatles and also by the Rolling Stones. This is Retrospect's first, and I don't think it will be the last, Beatles versus the Stones podcast episode. So throughout this episode, tracks by the Beatles, tracks by the Stones, but you won't hear either of those bands in typical Retrospect style. Hope you enjoy it. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
This is Los Yaqui. They burst into the Mexican scene in 1966. Aggressive sound, different to other bands of the time, hugely influenced by British bands, particularly the Kinks and the Animals and the Beatles. This was their first release. This is Los Yaqui with Auxilio.
Retrospect. Oh, We've asked some teenagers to sit in these chairs before you came here, because you were a bit late, and we asked them, what would you like to ask the Rolling Stones if you spoke English? And they came with a couple of questions. First of all, which group besides yourself do you like best?
An English group, because English groups are different to the rest because they play and sing as well. We like lots of American groups.
But I think
let me see, who do we like? Groups, Drifters,
Harley. We like the Drifters.
We like mainly American Canada artists, but as far as British groups are concerned, I suppose not very many we do.
Like the Beatles
obviously.
Was ist denn schon dabei, dass ich dich liebe? Was ist denn schon dabei, dass ich dich mag? Baby, daraus mach ich kein Geheimnis, dass mir keine so gefällt, so wie du, oh Baby. Das erzähl ich überall, das erzähl ich tausendmal. Keine ist wie du, Baby, daraus mach ich kein Geheimnis, dass mir keiner so gefällt, so wie du, oh Baby. Das erzähl ich überall, das erzähl ich tausendmal. Keine ist wie du. Dass wir uns küssen, find ich wunderschön. Warum sollte das denn keiner sehen? Baby, daraus mach ich kein Geheimnis, dass mir keine so gefällt, so wie du, oh Baby. Das erzähl ich überall, das erzähl ich tausendmal. Keine ist wie du.
Three tracks epitomizing the concept for this episode of Retrospect, the Beatles versus the Stones. Los Yaqui out of Mexico with Exilio, their cover of Help. Then, well, a real curio this time, the Tokyo Beatles. So a Japanese band very, very clearly modeled on the Beatles, but a cover of the Rolling Stones The Last Time. Then wrapping the set, Dee Dee and his ABC Boys. Dee Dee was Dieter Zill, German musician and photographer. Recorded German beat music in the style of the Beatles, particularly on an album from 1965 called Beat from Berlin, German language cover versions of well-known Beatles songs. Although there is a Stones influence as well, he supported the Rolling Stones on two of their tours to Germany in the 1960s. So Dee Dee and his ABC Boys with Daraus mach ich kein Geheimnis. Do you want to know a secret? Loads more global covers of Beatles and Stones tracks, so stay listening.
Tremendous if you're into this. Tremendous.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Here's one out of Canada. Les Bourgeois is the band from Drummondville, Quebec. The B-side of a 7-inch on Blue Jean Records. This is called Horreur Fureur Bonheur, a Stones track kicking off this set.
We'll be right back. This is John from London, Ontario, and I think the Rolling Stones are going to win this one because they give me satisfaction.
Zdraki sam to wiem, bez wiecie mam ju rad, tej pleca mam ju, mam ju stale, stale rad. Być mam ju stale rad.
Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
And he's got this high approval rating, so why don't I have a high approval rating?
Be your man. culture. So important.
The Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast.
Quel che giusto e giusto scegli come un gusto i ragazzi intorno a te. Io che sono uscito già dalla tua vita, non ne faccio un dramma o no.
It's the Stones and the Beatles and the Stones and the Beatles. Les Bourgeois out of Canada with their cover of the Stones' Satisfaction topped the set. Then the Beatmen, Czechoslovakian band, together from 64 to 66. They released just four songs, apparently one of the most significant bands in the history of Czechoslovak popular music. One of the first bands from behind the Iron Curtain to play in Western Europe in Munich. They emerged out of two Bratislavan bands called Fontana and Jelena. Spring 1966, performed at the Kunstmuseum in Munich and supported two Manfred Mann shows in Bratislava on October 7th and 8th, 1965. So they had three EPs, but released five other songs, remained unreleased until the late 90s. One of those songs we had. Their cover of She Loves You, called Mam Ju Rud. Then we had British band The Pupils, also known as The Eyes, evolved out of a band called The Renegades, instrumental band, formed The Eyes in 1964. Now, this is another band that crosses over the theme of this episode. They covered The Beatles' Good Day Sunshine, among other tracks, but we had a track from an album from 1967, kind of their swan song. They were approached by Philips Records to record a Rolling Stones tribute album under the pseudonym The Pupils. It was called The Pupils Tribute to the Rolling Stones. So The Pupils, aka The Eyes, with a cover of I Wanna Be Your Man. Then bringing the set to a close, a band formed in Vercelli, Italy. Beat musicians called The Juniors. Italian cover of The Beatles' Get Back called Ci E. Loads more still to come.
It's more important that you keep them away from the music of today than it is that you keep them away from strychnine in their food.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Here is a band called the Electric Frogs, recorded on Storek Records. 7-inch 45. These guys from Munster in Germany. This is from 1969. The Electric Frogs. This one, not a Stones or Beatles track, but it is called Tribute to Brian Jones.
Head's eye and flip out to oblivion with this cat. Get hip with this psychedelic chick.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psycho.
Thank you. this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina. The Stones will win this one because they're wilder, grittier, and more rebellious. Stones for the win.
Electric Frogs got that set underway with tribute to Brian Jones. Then another well-known band for Retrospect fans, the 13th Floor Elevators. Their cover of The Word, And then back to the Stones for the end of the set with I, Jaguars from Rome, Italy. Cover of It's All Over Now, not in fact a Rolling Stones song, written by Bobby Womack and Shirley Womack. First released by the Valentinos featuring Bobby Womack, but I think best known as a Rolling Stones track. It's All Over Now from Italy's I, Jaguars. For more great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts. Well, here's a real obscurity, and I love this one. The band is called the Silver Thunders. They had an album called Mi Gritan Melenudo. We've played tracks from it before. Now, the Silver Thunders, earlier in their career, had been known as Los Yogis. An old cassette tape had been rescued with some unreleased material from 1968, including this track, Los Yogis, later known as the Silver Thunders, from Columbia, with the Beatles' birthday.
See more birds than you've ever seen ever in your life.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
Ho scritto la storia di una cosa che muore. Anch'io come cosa avrò la mia fine. Che vedo sul dolce tuo viso in questi momenti mi è tanto vicina. Adesso mi darà la forza di morire, morire per Lady Jane. Scritto il tuo nome. Il libro è chiuso ormai, resta la polvere della mia vita, Lady Jane.
Obscure Beatles and Stones covers. Los Yogis out of Colombia with Birthday. Then from Italy, I Knew Dada. Active from 62 to 66, formed in Milan. 1965, their manager convinced the Beatles management to choose I Knew Dada as their supporting act for their Italian tour. 1966, they won an award with a cover of the Rolling Stones' Lady Jane, the track we had. So yet another band who were influenced and had connections with both the Beatles and the Stones. I Knew Dada. Then wrapping the set out of Canada, Les Baronets, famous band in Quebec from Montreal, originally early 60s, part of a Yeah Yeah music scene, rose to prominence doing French interpretations of rock hits out of the States, and most of those by the Beatles. So in 1965, they were invited by VJ Records to New York. They recorded 11 tracks, but the company went bankrupt. An American blogger called Gordon Skeen rediscovered these tapes in 2015, and those songs were broadcast for the first time. So Les Baronets, track called Ça Recommence, the Beatles, It Won't Be Long.
You destroyer, you killer, you get out, you break your power, you get off this nation, I demand judgment on you, I demand, I demand, I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
Squeezing in one more cover, and it's back to the Stones this time. This band on Moxie Records out of the States, a 1969 45 single by a band called Kindred Spirit. This is Under My Thumb.
Under my thumb, there's a girl who once had me down. Under my thumb, there's a girl who pushed me around. She came down to me, yeah, from her world, yeah. The way she talks when she's spoken to, down to me. The change has come, she's under my thumb. Oh. Under my thumb, there's a girl who wants every day. Under my thumb, there's a girl who wants every way.
It's American band The Kindred Spirit, their cover of The Stones' Under My Thumb. So we've alternated Beatles and Stones tracks with one exception, the German track called Tribute to Brian Jones. I've dug deep for these tracks, but I have uncovered so many more, I could do three or four of these episodes. So with a bit of encouragement, I'll knock out another one soon, if that's what you want to hear. So I hope you've enjoyed this first Beatles versus The Stones episode. It's been a bunch of fun. Your feedback's always welcome via Facebook, via Instagram. Don't forget about the back episodes of Retrospect, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to wrap with an instrumental, as we always do, and I've stretched the concept a little bit to take a track from 1971 off an album called N'a pas fini de voir tu veux, I think. The band's called Triode, forgotten French psych prog band for the early 70s, wrapping it with the Beatles track Come Together. That's it for this week's Retrospect. Thank you for joining me for this special Beatles vs. Stones episode. Thank you. Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? Fine, but it's really not appropriate.